Good morning, and I trust that you're having a great summer already and many blessings along the way.
早，我相信你们有很好的经过这个夏天，而且神都在祝福你们。
We're going to look at the passage that you have just read together this morning. Three simple little stories are told within that passage.
我们要看今天你刚刚我们大家刚刚念过的经文，有三个小故事我们念过的。
Luke records for us in this passage that an account of three men whom Jesus met as he traveled along with his disciples.
路加他把这个记载上说，在走在路上有三个人在跟他有这种对话。
Two of the men declared that they wished to follow Jesus to become his disciples.
三个人中间两个都说他们都愿意跟随主去做主的跟随者。
The other one whom Jesus called to follow him.
那第三个人是耶稣就告诉我来跟从我。
What immediately strikes me in a way in which Jesus handles these inquiries.
所以你看到就是说怎么样子耶稣跟他们三个人在那对话中间怎么样子回答他们。
I think this is Luke's reason for recording the details of the meeting.
他说这个可能就是路加医生他把这些跟他们的对话就详细的记下来。
Most men with a cause are busy trying to recruit as many as they can.
假如你有一个原因要做什么事情，你愿意能够号召很多人来跟你一起来做。
It's natural.
这是很自然的。
It's what we expect to see.
这是我们自己想当然而。
But Jesus is radically different in his approach.
你知道吗？这次耶稣完全从根本上就跟旁人不太一样。
He seems to spend a great deal of time trying to discourage the men from following after him.
你有没有看到他好像从这些记载上看到耶稣的对话？耶稣花了很多的力气叫他们说：“你不必来了。”
Or at least that's what it looks like.
至少在表面上是好像说你不必来跟着我，很苦啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's my desire to see as many people as possible come to Christ.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹们，这是牧师 Pastor J 牧师的整个的一生的目的，就是要带领很多人来跟随耶稣。
But I don't just want to get a crowd.
但是来带领人跟随说，不是光光是把那些群众带来就好了。
I want to see men and women, young people, boys and girls turning to Christ with their whole hearts.
我愿意让这个不管是男生、女生、小孩子、大人来的时候，能够要做出一个真正来跟随主的人。
Becoming true, sold-out disciples of the Master.
而且是真正的是要做。
So it's interesting to read of Jesus' way of dealing with those who express the desire to follow him.
所以今天是很有兴趣的，我们看到耶稣怎么样子对这些人的对答。
He seems to be trying to discourage them.
看起来好像说他叫慢慢就是很，就是不鼓励他们来。
Not really, though.
但是事实上并不是如此。
In fact, Jesus' desire is that people will follow him.
其实耶稣基督的愿望是让更多人来跟随他。
And he wants them to think it through first.
但是跟随他之前要他们想想清楚。
To count the cost involved.
要算算他们要付上什么代价。
So once they do follow him, they'll never turn back.
这样子那些来真正来跟随他的人一旦跟随他的后就不会反悔了。
Even he spells out what is required in such clear, shocking terms.
所以他告诉说这是很大的震撼对他们来讲。
Jesus is longing for them to accept it.
耶稣很希望更多人来跟随他。
He's rooting for them as well.
他而且是很支持他们。
But the cost is the cost.
但是这个代价是需要付的。
It's not negotiable.
这个是不是来讨价还价的事情。
And they must be prepared for it.
这个我们必须要准备好了来跟随他。
We read of the first man in the first story in verses 57 and 58.
在这个五十七节、五十八节，我们看到耶稣对第一个人怎么讲。
What Jesus is saying here simply is the follower of Jesus has no earthly security.
这里告诉我们，他对第一个人讲说，要来跟随耶稣的话，他在世界上就没有得到世界上的安全感。
It's kind of it's quite a bold statement that he makes here.
这个是很大胆的这种的这种宣称。
Can you say that without any idea of where Jesus may be headed?
你们说，耶稣基督他不知道他往要怎么样到哪里去吗
？What might be involved in the journey?
关于或者是在要来跟随他的话，在路程上要遭遇什么事情吗？
Perhaps you need more information.
也许你需要更多的信息。
Then, if you're still willing to follow, all is well and good.
知道这个真正跟随耶稣是这么美好的事情，你需要更多的资料。
What Jesus is simply replying here is to follow him wherever he's going will not be an easy road.
整个耶稣基督跟他们讲说你来跟从我跟从我无论我到哪里去的话这不是一件容易的事情
He's not one of those high-flying rabbis who jets from village to village
他不是那些像那些拉比是坐了喷气机上到一个村庄到另外一个村庄都是坐了飞机去的头等舱
nor staying in the best hotels
或者他们住的都是五星级的大旅馆
And collecting nice offerings from the crowds that come to hear him.
然后他一次讲到以后，那些奉献的袋子都传到他面前，里面钱就一个就放进来了。
No, his is truly a faith ministry.
他这个是对神的一个信心的一种施工。
When Jesus stepped out of his throne in glory to come to earth and to live and die for us.
当耶稣基督从天上，从他的荣耀里。降生到世界上来的话
He left behind all that he had.
他把他天上的所有的荣华富贵都留在天上
He exchanged wealth for poverty.
他把他的一切的丰富变成贫穷
Out of an ivory palace into a cattle shed.
从一个象牙的皇宫里面到了一个牛棚里面
He exchanged a relationship for a servanthood.
他把他跟天上的父神的这种关系变成到地上来一个佣人。
Jesus says, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests."
耶稣基督说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有。
But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
只是人子没有枕头的地方。
What an irony, isn't it?
你看看是怎么样一个对比。
The King of Glory, heir apparent to the throne of the universe.
他是一个那么荣耀的天上的神，他是一个掌管宇宙这一切父神的儿子。
Doesn't even have a place to call home.
他没有一个可以称作家的地方。
He had no earthly security.
他没有世界上的那些安全感。
He was loaned accommodations by those who loved him.
他只是那些愿意跟随他的人，帮助他能够让他有吃住的地方。
He borrowed a coin to tell a story.
他找人家借了一个钱来告诉他在传道的时候怎么样去做。
He borrowed a donkey to ride into Jerusalem to fulfill prophecy.
他借了一个驴驹子。要骑到耶路撒冷去来宣传他要整个的福音的结局
He was even buried in a borrowed tomb
他甚至于埋葬在一个富人借给他的一个坟墓
We might say it was just as well because he didn't stay there very long
借也好不管怎么样他在坟墓没有待多久
Jesus had nothing
耶稣在世界上没有任何东西
But here we see his glory shining.
但是我们看到他荣耀是那么样的彰显出来。
He gave up all when he came and stood by me.
他把天上的那一切的荣耀都抛弃了，来站在我们的身边。
And by you as well.
他也站在你的身边。
And those who follow him must be prepared for the same road.
所以我们那些跟随他的人一定要心里要准备好，我们就是这样在地上。
No earthly security.
没有世界上的安全感。
Now note that I haven't said no security.
你要知道我没有说没有安全感。
There is security in following Jesus, all right.
你知道跟随耶稣就有安全感。
But it's not an earthly security.
但是不是世界上所谓的安全感。
It's not a security of possessions or money or homes or such things.
不是你在世界上拥有什么东西，你有多少钱，你有多少间的房屋。
Only the security of God's faithfulness.
我们有的安全感是神的信实。
And the life beyond this one that nothing can take away.
然后我们离开了这一生，在来生的时候，没有人可以把这些把我们拿去。
Though the Christian has nothing to his name in this life,
也许这个基督徒在今生没有一点点是属于他自己在他名下的东西。
Yet he is more secure than the richest and the most powerful of men.
但是基督徒是那么样的安全，在主里面比世界上任何有权利有钱的人更安全。
I say again, but the follower of Jesus has no earthly security.
我再说一遍，那些跟随耶稣的人没有世界上所谓的世界的安全感。
If you're going to follow Jesus,
假如你要跟随耶稣的话
，and walk His road,
来走他的道路
，it indeed may cost you everything.
也许真的会把你世界上所有的东西都要。
So count the cost.
说代价，我们来计算一下这些代价。
Remember the words elsewhere that Jesus spoke.
你知道在旁地方耶稣说的一句话。
Whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
凡是为我丧失生命的，就会找到生命。
That's an interesting story of the first man.
这个是对第一个人实在是很有兴趣的一个。
The next two verses tell us the next story as well.
在下面两节就告诉第二个人，告诉我们第二个人的故事。
Has no first man had no earthly security was the story that we learned. In the second one, we learned that he has no earthly ties.
所以在这个第一个是故事里面告诉我们说，我们没有世上所谓的世上财物的安全感。第二个是。故事告诉我们说，在跟随他的人没有世上的这一切的个人的关系。
Notice there's a conversation that Jesus has with many people.
你看耶稣跟很多人他们的对话。
When you read the conversation in verses 59 and 60, it's shocking when you read them.
当你念到五十九节到六十节的时候，你会大吃一惊。
Jesus calls this man to be his disciple.
耶稣叫这个人来跟随他。
But the man begs to leave and to go bury his father.
这个人说啊，你对不起，对不起，你让我先去啊埋葬我的父亲。
This seems as a very reasonable request, wouldn't you say?
你不觉得这是一个很合理的要求吗？
You feel sympathy for the man.
你觉得你对他会表同情吗？对不对？
But notice, Jesus says, let the dead bury their own dead.
你看耶稣对他怎么说？他说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
I've called you to preach for me, he says.
我召你来是为我去传福音。
Friends, the point that Jesus is making here, and let no one mistake it, is simply this.
朋友们你知道耶稣教这里搞出一点就是说让我们不要搞混了。
If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, the claims of the kingdom comes before anything else and anyone else.
所以我们当要跟随耶稣去宣扬他天国的福音的话，所有世界上的比我们这一切的关系，比我们跟我们的人际的关系，跟我们家庭的关系都更要大。
You remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣说的
He who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me.
凡爱过他父母的人超过我的话是不配做我的门徒。
And he who loves sons or daughters more than me is not worthy of me.
凡是你爱你女儿爱你的儿子超过我的话不配做我的门徒。
Do you get the kind of devotion that Jesus is calling for?
你有没有看到耶稣基督所要求对他的忠诚？
He's not calling us to dishonor our parents or to shrink from our responsibilities to family.
耶稣基督没有叫我们来说不要孝顺父母，耶稣基督没有来说不要我们对我们的家庭要负上我们应该有的责任。
But we are pressed into the choice between the two.
但是我们被带到一个地方要选择在两种中间选一样。
And what he simply says is he comes first.
他简单的讲的就是说耶稣是要我们放在第一。
The follower of Jesus has ultimately no earthly ties, Jesus says.
所以跟随耶稣的人我们在世上的一切的关系都已经解掉。
What he's simply saying is leave it behind.
简单的来说就是把世界上的所有人际关系放到你的脑后去了。
I hear young people today saying,
我听见很多年轻人在今天说
I'll follow Jesus later on.
哦，我过些时候我会来跟随耶稣。
I have other things to attend to right now.
我现在我年轻，我有很多事情我要做。
My career, my education, my girlfriend, my boyfriend.
我的事业，我的教育，我的男朋友，我的女朋友。
I've got to provide a nest egg for my family first.
我要为我的家庭要找一个窝。
If God is calling you to follow Him,
假如神在选召你来跟随他的话
，to commit your life to Christ,
你要把你自己完全、通通、完全摆上给耶稣。
Or to take up ministry for Him,
然后为他的事工，我们愿意走这个路的话。
Or whatever it may be,
不管是神耶稣要我们做什么事情
，What he is simply saying, his call comes first.
他的呼召是应该放在第一位。
No excuses,
没有什么什么推辞的。
Must be allowed to hinder us from the call.
可以来防止我们去响应耶稣的呼召。
The follower of Jesus has no earthly ties. He says, "Leave it." behind
跟随耶稣的人没有世界上一切的这一切的关系了。
In the next two verses, we come to the third man.
那下面两节是第三个人。
And Jesus says the follower has no earthly distractions.
说凡是跟随耶稣的说不会被世界上一切去吸引。
The man's request seems very reasonable, doesn't it?
那个人对神的对耶稣的要求是非常非常合理的。
Would you deny a soldier going to war one last chance to say goodbye to his loved ones and farewell?
假如有一个士兵要上战场了，你能够告诉我你不要去跟你的那爱人讲再见，跟你的家人说拜拜。
But again, Jesus did, clearly spells out. The cost of following him.
但是这里很清楚，我们看见跟随耶稣的代价是什么。
Jesus says to him, "You've already declared that you are ready to follow me."
耶稣这里很清楚说，你已经宣告说你是愿意做跟随耶稣的人。
You've picked up the plow.
你已经把你那个所有拿起来这个宣护照。
If you put it down now because of your longing for your family back home. You're not fit for the kingdom of God, he is saying.
假如你已经既然选择了这个宣召，然后你再要回头把那些家庭的关系那些放下来，你不配跟来跟随我。
Jesus is simply saying, don't look back.
耶稣基督很清楚，不要回头向回头看了。
When Peter and James and John followed Jesus, they literally dropped their fishing nets to follow after him.
当彼得、约翰跟那个雅各来跟随耶稣的时候，他们就是事实上是把他的所有的渔船渔网就是马上就扔在旁边了。
They went back to nothing.
他没有说哦，我还要把我的网补补好，他就跟随就丢下一切的事情。
Their master had called them.
因为他们的主在呼召他们。
Some have looked back when God called them forward.
啊，有些人当临到耶稣的呼召的时候，他们还往回头看。
Let me mention some of them for you.
让我来告诉你哪些人。
Lot's wife was one of them.
罗德的太太就是中间的一个。
Judas Iscariot.
Iscariot. 犹大 Iscariot 就是另外一个。
Demas.
迪马是再一个。
Are any of them remembered for the good things they did?
这些人他们到底做了一些什么好事情被纪念？
They were not worthy of the kingdom.
他们是不配在神的国度里面的。
If they're going to be truly a follower of Jesus, there must be no going back.
假如你真正要做一个耶稣基督的跟从者，没有理由再往回头看。
Jesus put it like this.
耶稣这样子说。
Which one of you who wants to build a tower?
啊，你们中间有谁要盖一座塔？
Does not first sit down and calculate the cost?
不先坐下来来纪念，来算算他要你要花多少钱？
To see if he has enough to complete it.
你有没有这个财力来建造这塔？
In other words.
另外一句话说。
When he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish it.
假如你已经把那个地基都弄好了，但是没有办法来把这个整个你要做的塔盖起来的话。
All who observe it begin to ridicule him saying.
大家在旁边看人就会笑你。
The man began to build.
说这个人开始要盖。
But did not finish.
结果盖了半天盖不成了。
You see, true followers of Jesus allowed no earthly distractions.
所以这里告诉我们说，真正一个跟随耶稣人不会被世界上所有的人使他吸引过去了。
We don't back up for anything or anyone.
我们不会回头看，我们不会对任何事物、对任何人而使得我们去想回头。
Let me conclude.
让我来做结论。
Jesus' words are strong, aren't they?
是耶稣基督这些话是不是很强烈？
He simply says, "Here is what it will cost you to follow after me."
这是很清楚的，他就是说，你知道吗？这些是一些代价，你要跟从我的话要付的。
In short, it will cost you everything.
事实上是会使你在世界上的所有的事情都要丢进去了。
He calls us to commit ourselves completely to Him.
他耶稣叫我们说，把我们完完全全都交托给神。
Hold nothing back.
不是说手里还要再抓一点。
That is a picture of an authentic Christian.
这个是一个真正基督徒的一幅图画。
The follower of Jesus has not earthly security.
这个耶稣基督的跟随者没有世上的安全感。
No earthly ties.
没有世界上的所有的一些瓜葛。
And no earthly distraction.
没有世界上一切的引诱。
Jesus said to the first man, "Count the cost."
这个耶稣对第一个人要跟随来说，你要算算你的代价。
He said to the second man.
他对第二个人说
，Leave it behind.
就把这些所有的人际的关系留在后面。
And he said to the third man.
对第三个人说
，Don't look back.
不要再回头再看。
What is he saying to us today?
他今天对我们说什么呢？
Well, you've heard the cost of following Jesus.
你听见了跟随耶稣的代价。
You might well say this morning.
你会很可能的说。
Who then would ever consider following Jesus because of the high cost?
那么大的代价，有谁愿意来再跟耶稣跟随耶稣基督？
Well, perhaps the answer can be found very briefly when we consider the cost of not following him.
那我们想想看，答案是在，假如说我们看看，我们不跟随耶稣，要有什么代价？
We would lose out on eternal life.
我们会把我们的永生完全失去了。
no guidance to the meaning of life.
而且在世界上没有这个我们活在的意义。
And no opportunity to glorify God.
而且也没有机会来荣耀神。
Three stories.
三个故事。
Three men.
三个人。
It tells us the story of what it costs to follow Jesus.
告诉我们说跟随主耶稣的代价。
God bless you as you consider what it will cost you.
愿神祝福你，当你来想到要跟随主的代价是什么。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们唱一首诗歌296。我已经决定要跟随耶稣。